getting to know our local area pastors. It's time for The Pastor's Perspective on KCIS.
Hi, I'm Jeff Vanderstelt, pastor at Doxa Church in Bellevue. Today I want to ask you, why do you go to work and who do you work for? A few years ago, I was in a small group meeting, and one of the members of our small group came in and began to describe her frustrations at work. She was frustrated that her boss wasn't paying attention, wasn't noticing all the good work she was doing. She really felt like she should be getting a raise and better recognition. And it had been quite a while since she really got the kind of recognition she believed she deserved. And as she went on and described how difficult it was to go to work every day, I expected some of the group members to join in and say, yeah, I know what you mean, and oh man, this is difficult, and he should treat you better, you deserve better. But it was great, because what I heard was not them joining in with her complaining, but rather they brought the good news of the gospel to bear on her struggle. In fact, one of the women who was in the group shared to her that you actually are getting better than you deserve. I want to remind you of that. And she paused and said, do you remember what you and I truly deserve? Oftentimes, as I'm driving down the road in our minivan with air conditioned climate control throughout the entire van, leather clad seats with drop down video that they can choose to watch whatever DVD they want to watch every day, and I hear them complain, I'll pull over and stop and say, what do we really deserve? And they all reply, death. Why do they reply that? Because they know that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And when they say that, I stop and say, isn't it amazing that today we're alive, that God has been gracious, that his mercy was new again today, giving us life and breath. And in that moment in the small group, this woman was encouraging this woman with a difficult boss and difficult work situation that what we really deserve is death, but God has given us eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. In that moment, she said, don't forget what you deserve and don't forget what you've gotten. You think you should get paid better, but you're getting paid incredibly well by God the Father because he's paying you with eternal life. So remember how well you're paid. Another one chimed in and said, don't forget your position. You think you want a higher position in your company, but the reality is you've been seated with Christ in the heavenly realms. There's not a higher place you could be than to be in the highest place above all authority and power with Jesus. You don't need a higher position in your company if you believe you already have that. Another person encouraged her and said, and don't forget, not only are you getting paid well, but you have an incredible retirement plan. You get to be a co-heir with Christ, sharing in the eternal blessings of life forever with him in a new heaven and a new earth. See, the problem is you're going to work for the wrong boss. You think you're going to work for the one who you can see and touch and who gives you a paycheck or affirmation or a position, but the truth is you're going to work for Jesus. See, Colossians 3:23 tells us this. Whatever you do, work heartily, as for the Lord, and not from men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ. So let me ask you, as you go to work, who are you working for? Because if it's someone other than Jesus, the payment will always fall short, the position will never be enough, and the future will always be in question. But if you work for Jesus, you know your wage is eternal life, your future is secure, and your present position is as high as it possibly can be. Go and work for Jesus today.
You've been listening to Pastor Jeff Vanderstelt of Doxa Church in Bellevue. For more details about the church, go to doxa-church.com.
To get involved with the Pastor's Perspective feature on KCIS, you can call our front desk at 206-546-7350. You can also find out more information and listen to previous perspectives at kcisradio.com.